So, Tomo, one more day left. You still need another 197. What's the feeling in the camp?
Yeah, we're very much in this game. I think it's a great effort that we are in this game from where we were at this time last night. So, full credit to our players today. I thought we were brilliant. And wherever this game goes now, I think we've shown the fight required to play in the First Division. And I think the last 3 days has been unbelievable cricketing lesson, I think, for everyone out there. It's been brilliant.
It was a tough day too, wasn't it? But did Hampshire win day three?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think we have, but I think that we can do it tomorrow. But we're going to have to bat remarkably well. Very pumped up Sussex side. They really did bully us second day. And I think we fought back really well today. So yeah, it's in the balance, but we need a big partnership. We need 100 from somewhere, and if we can do that, then we've definitely got a chance. And it's, you know, classic Hampshire game, isn't it? It's going to go to the wire, I think.
Let's go back to this morning. Were you surprised Sussex didn't have enforced the follow-on?
No, not at all. I think, if you know, it was a very sunny day, hard to bowl on. You saw at the end there, and Carberry was batting, which I thought he batted extraordinarily well. It's a good wicket, and I think it's been an excellent wicket. It's probably exactly what you want in a cricket wicket. I mean, we've been very lucky with the weather. You don't often get three sunny days in April with another one tomorrow. But I've been impressed with the wicket and impressed with all the bowlers on show.
First innings, Sussex got 4-4-4. The second innings, 164 all out. You got four.
Yeah, I mean, we were disappointed. The first day, I think it was honours even. I think we bowled well. The appeals didn't go our way. We had some big appeals that didn't go our way on that day. And I think Sussex fought very hard, like a First Division, very comfortable First Division side does. And then I think we were poor on that one session before lunch on the second day. And that's what put us on the back foot. So it's amazing, isn't it? That's cricket. You know, it's one poor session put us so much on the back foot that we had to fight for nearly day and three quarters to get them back towards a chance of winning the game. But that's very good professional sport, isn't it?
So were you surprised to bowl them out so cheaply, 164?
No, I knew we had it in us because I thought we bowled really well for large periods of time in the first innings. We just didn't bowl well for that one session. Looking at their bowlers, how they hit the wicket and got something from the wicket, maybe we could have done that better, a bit better in the first innings. But that's what we did today. We hit the wicket well, and I thought Briggsy and Dawes bowled brilliantly at the end as well. And it wasn't really about a bowling performance. It was more about how we sort of came back and just fought back. But I think we showed spirit, which, you know, we could have easily folded today, and we could be looking at trying to chase a million. But actually, we're in the game, so I think that's a brilliant effort, and it's just very exciting for the rest of the season. I think if you're a fan watching this, I mean, it's been brilliant 3 days. I've loved every minute of it, you know.
It's been good to watch as well. I mean, 378 to chase down fourth innings isn't easy.
No,
anyway.
It's not.
I mean, 76 for out loss is a great start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we showed that in our first innings, 47 for out loss. And I think our batting momentum has been incredible. I've never seen this hit more boundaries and things like that. So it's lots of positives. But no, if we do chase this down, it would be an incredible effort, no doubt about it.